Well, good morning, and thank you so much. Counsel, I'm not sure if you were here at the beginning of oral arguments. The Chief Justice is not here, but she is participating online. Our next case is 2020-1304 in the matter of State of Ohio versus Burroughs. Is it Mr. Jockwith?
Chief Justice O'Connor, may it please the court. My name is Craig Jakewith. I'm with the Office of the High Public Defender on behalf of Appellant Kennedy Burroughs. Because the police searched the backpack of Kennedy Burroughs in her own home without a warrant, it's incumbent upon the state to demonstrate that that search without a warrant met one of the established exceptions to the Fourth Amendment's warrant requirement. Such an exception does not exist here, thus the appellate court's ruling must be reversed. Three different rationales have been advanced in this case to attempt to justify the warrantless search that occurred here. The first rationale was advanced by the lieutenant who searched the bag without a warrant. He claimed that he searched the bag for officer safety purposes. The trial court and the appellate court both correctly rejected that rationale. I won't address it further here unless there are any questions now or later in the argument. The second rationale is provided by the trial court. The trial court found that because there was probable cause that existed to seize the bag, there's also probable cause to search the bag. The appellate court correctly distinguished between the propriety of the seizure and the propriety of the search, so it rejected the trial court's rationale. Then the majority below advanced a third rationale. That rationale is found in a footnote in the United States Supreme Court decision, Arkansas versus Sanders. That rationale is that if a container can be deemed a single-purpose container, then it may be searched without a warrant after it is seized. The United States Supreme Court clarified after Sanders that the opposite is true, that if the container does not announce its contents by the design of the container, then it may not be searched without a warrant. For example, the example given in the Sanders opinion is a gun case. It's very unlikely that somebody would store something other than a gun in a gun case. So if somebody is subject to a weapon or disability, they have a gun case, the police can go ahead and open that case without a warrant. Well, similarly, prescription pill bottle that's labeled.
What about here? I mean, the container may not have announced its contents by the shape of the container, but didn't it announce its contents by what was sticking out of the container?
The suppression hearing transcript taken as a whole belies that assertion. The officer who saw Ms. Burroughs collecting baggies at the front of her house did not testify that he saw A, what was in the baggies, or B, that he saw her put those baggies in the backpack. Further, he said,
but he did see her with doing something with baggies.
Correct, running to the back of the house.
And he did see baggies sticking out of the backpack, right? Or at least a baggie.
Correct. He also testified he did
that
not.
That kind of announced that there's baggies in the backpack?
Yes, they also, both officers who testified, the lieutenant and the Officer Coburn, testified that the baggies could have been empty. Officer Coburn further testified that he did not know who zipped up the bag, he did not know who the bag belonged to, he did not know how long the bag had been in the bathroom. So, given the totality of circumstances, and he also said he did not know what was in the bag. He said he suspected, on cross-examination of the suppression hearing, he said he suspected that there were drugs in the bag. If we only have reasonable suspicion, I'm not sure he can even get a warrant. But even if he had probable cause, he could seize the bag, but he couldn't search the bag. Simply stated, a backpack, like a purse or a suitcase, can contain any number of items. To deem it a single-purpose container under the narrow exception created in the footnote in Arkansas versus Sanders is simply improper. The exception was intended to cover situations only where the container itself announced the contents of the container, so that it could be likened to a plain view situation. The evidence was in plain view. Here, the contraband was certainly not in plain view. It was not discovered until it was opened without, the backpack was opened without a warrant. Because those three rationales all fail, a fourth approach should be followed. The one believed correct by the first officer on the scene and urged by the dissent below. As set forth in the briefing, the seizure of the backpack was permissible because of Officer Coburn's observations at the front of the house, and because in her Ms. Burroughs' bedroom, he observed in plain view marijuana and marijuana shake. I believe he described them as roaches and marijuana shake in her bedroom. That was enough to give the police the right to seize the backpack. But as the dissent notes, there's a sharp distinction between when seizure is appropriate and when opening a closed container found in a home is appropriate. And that comes from United States versus Jacobson and related cases like United States versus Place.
Counselor, I forgot, what was the arrest, what was the misdemeanor arrest that the police came to?
Obstruction of justice.
Obstruction of justice.
It was not drug related.
I'm sorry?
It was not drug related.
So it was not drug related in any form. She, and by the time the officers came to the house, arrested her without incident and she was in the cruiser.
Correct.
Correct. So is your position that the police officer had no reason to do anything else in the house?
Officer Coburn observed her collecting baggies and running to the back of the house. He feared that she was about to destroy evidence. He did not know what was in the baggies. He never testified that he knew what was in the baggies.
But isn't it, if she had come to the door and they said, we have a warrant for your arrest, and was taken away at the front door, isn't that different than she grabbed up some baggies and ran to the back of the house?
Absolutely. We're not contesting the seizure of the backpack.
You're just saying there needed to be a warrant.
Correct.
And had she opened the door and was arrested right there on the spot, would the officers have been justified in doing anything inside the home?
I don't see how they would have been. So Officer Coburn's observations, and he observed the backpack in the bathroom. So we're not challenging the lieutenant's after-the-fact protective sweep of the home, which is dubious at best. But we're not challenging that because
she ran through
of what Officer Coburn witnessed, okay. And he also saw the backpack already in the bathroom.
So, counsel, the officer testified at the suppression hearing that the main reason he opened the bag was to search for weapons?
Correct.
And how did the trial court indicate that was going to be disregarded?
It dispensed with that pretty quickly. I think it essentially found that there was nothing in the record of the case that suggested that the backpack might contain weapons. There was no reason for the tenant to have any concerns in that direction. And additionally, the house had been, Ms. Burroughs was out of the house.
She was secured?
Yes. Okay. In sum, as I've stated, the book bag could have been lawfully seized, but then a judge or magistrate had to issue a warrant for the book bag to be searched. Because a warrant was not sought, let alone obtained, the search does not fall under a recognized exception to the Fourth Amendment's warrant requirement. Accordingly, Ms. Burroughs asks that this court reverse the appellate court and adopt her proposition of law.
Mr. Jakewood?
Yes.
The fact that this backpack was located in a home, can you just talk a little bit about how that might distinguish it having been located on a school bus or something like that?
Yeah, that actually brings me to a point I wanted to address. In my reply brief, I neglected to note that no case cited by the appellate court, no case cited by the state involved a multi-purpose container recovered from a home. If the police had probable cause to search Ms. Burroughs' car, and for example, the backpack had been found in her car, then United States versus Ross distinguishes between automobile searches and home searches, and that would have been permissible.
Thank you.
No further questions. I reserve the remainder of my time.
Thank you. Mr. Grogan, good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. Madam Chief Justice, Associate Justices, my name is Ray Grogan. I'm the Marion County Prosecutor. It's my privilege to present the State of Ohio appellee in this case to you today. And may it please the court. Today, Your Honors, we are asking this court to affirm the opinion of the Third District Court of Appeals and find that the officers of the Marion Police Department were authorized to search the book bag under the single purpose container exception to the warrant requirement. As the Third District notes in its opinion, it has been held by several federal courts that when a container is not closed, when it is transparent, or in this particular case, when its distinctive configuration proclaims its contents, the container supports no reasonable expectation of privacy, and the contents can then be said to be in plain view. And I think that's exactly what happened in this case. The facts of this case are interesting. And Justice Donnelly, to your question earlier, Lieutenant Mark Elliott of the Marion Police Department testified at the suppression hearing that his search was for weapons. But at page 54 of the transcript of that suppression hearing, and I would ask the court to review that, Lieutenant Elliott points out several things. He points out that the home had an odor of marijuana, that there was marijuana shake in the home as well.
No, that's legitimate, Counselor. So, but Ms. Burroughs was secured. She was in the car. They legitimately do a sweep to be sure for their safety, no one else is in the home. Then, and the aura of marijuana, the shake, anything you see, then gives probable cause to believe that there's contraband in the home. So why not secure a warrant?
Because under the single purpose container exception, I don't believe he had to, Your Honor. I believe that because what he says in addition to observing those things, the shake and the odor, Your Honor, he also observed marijuana edibles throughout the house. And he says at the suppression hearing and testified that as a result of that, he believed there were drugs in the book bag. And so it's his conclusion, as the Third District Court of Appeals says, was foregone.
But based on what he observed, it could have been drugs all throughout the house. Edibles, shake, odor.
There was, except, Your Honor, that when you couple what Lieutenant Elliott observed with what Officer Coburn observed, which is Ms. Burroughs collecting these baggies, which Officer Coburn testified he recognizes things that people store drugs in, and then running to the back of the home, when you take the totality of the circumstances and the knowledge and information from both officers.
But there's no threat of destruction of whatever was in the baggie.
No, I understand that, Your Honor. But I think given what the collective knowledge of the officers at the scene, coupled with their training, education, and experience, and coupled with what they see quite literally sticking out of the backpack, which is the baggies that Officer Coburn testified moments before he observed her, Ms. Burroughs, collecting and cradling, I believe is the word he used, and then running to the back of the house.
All of the baggies or just the tip of one baggie was sticking out from the zipper?
Well, that's an interesting question, Justice Kennedy. Officer Coburn testifies and uses the word baggie. Lieutenant Elliott, when he testifies, uses the word baggies, the plural. I think in either instance, what's noteworthy about the hearing is that in either instance, there's no testimony that there were baggies anywhere else on the track to where Ms. Burroughs ran, suggesting that those baggies that she collected went into the bag, which allows a police officer to draw conclusions about the contents of the bag. If this bag had been a closed backpack, for example, as the 7th District Court observed in State v. Johnson, where Mr. Johnson was arrested, he had a black backpack, he was known to carry a black backpack. The 7th District Court of Appeals, and I think correctly, stated that standing alone, you can't tell what the contents of the backpack are. As a result of that, the exception would not apply. The 7th District Court of Appeals still recognized the exception, but said given the very specific facts of that backpack, we cannot say that the officers could determine what was in the backpack.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
In your view, what was the single purpose of the backpack?
to contain the items that Ms. Burroughs had just been observed collecting to hide from police officers.
But that's not like a gun case, right?
It is not like a gun case. No, Your Honor.
What, I mean, backpacks can have books, can have lunch.
They could. They could.
That's why I'm trying to find out what you think the single purpose was.
The single purpose was to hold the baggies of drugs that Officer Coburn had just observed her take and then run to the back of the room with.
So what was the single purpose drug backpack?
That's correct.
What was the inventory of the backpack? I'm sure an inventory was made.
That's where the marijuana was found in those baggies.
Right, but what else was in the backpack?
I believe just the baggies and the marijuana.
No, because there was a 15-year-old there.
That's correct.
Could have been books, anything.
It could, but it was holding the baggies, which also had drugs in it. That's what was in the book bag, Your Honor.
But are you changing the test? Because it seems that a gun case in the shape of a gun, which is where the single test comes from, a backpack sitting on a bathroom floor. I haven't heard the description that someone says because of the shape of the backpack, the only thing that can be in there is marijuana because it looks like marijuana. You're kind of changing the test to say because there's a baggie or baggies, the tip of, not marijuana showing, sticking out from a zipper, that we're gonna say that's now that single purpose container. So you're changing it some, broadening it.
Well, this is a very fact-specific inquiry for this exception to apply. And I think when you look at other cases, U.S. v. Corral, for example, that wasn't an automobile, but the package itself was used to contain drugs that the officers recognized from an incident with the same defendant moments earlier. U.S. v. Williams, again, was drug packaging within the within the suitcase that Mr. Williams had possessed. So in this instance, it's the state's contention that the baggies sticking out of that bag, which the officer Coburn testified he recognized as things that people store drugs in.
Well, and that's, I understand that, and I don't, you know, I was not speaking for my colleagues, but it seems pretty clear that there would not have been any problem securing a warrant based on the officer's testimony, what they smelled, what they saw, the running, Ms. Burroughs running with the baggies, and then baggies sticking out. Seems like getting a search warrant would have been a no-brainer there. But you're arguing that there should be this exception to the warrant requirement, when generally we only find exceptions if it's for officer or public safety, or that there's a possibility that the contraband or the items could be destroyed, thrown out of the window, flushed down the toilet, et cetera. So don't we erode the constitutional protections here where everything was safe and secure? We just get a warrant so that everything is legitimate under the constitutional protections of the Fourth Amendment.
I don't believe so, Your Honor, because by virtue of the baggie sticking out of the backpack was not closed. So I don't think that Ms. Burroughs enjoys a reasonable expectation of privacy for items that are in plain view. And so by virtue of those baggies sticking out of the backpack, the officer can see them.
But they didn't know what was in the baggies.
They didn't, for sure.
Because a baggie in of itself, they could have a sandwich, could have medication, and it could, you know, baggies aren't necessarily, you know, transport items for criminal contraband.
Except that the officer testified that they recognized them. Both Officer Coburn and Lieutenant Elliott recognized that these baggies that she was taking off. So, I mean, what we're talking about are baggies that Officer Coburn moments before had seen the appellant take off the table, which also had marijuana shake on it, with an odor of marijuana in the house, coupled with marijuana edibles all around, and she was actively taking it to get it out of the view of the officer. And so when, and this court in State v. Helkizak, and I apologize, I am sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but this court held that in terms of a seizure of an item, officers are allowed to use their collective knowledge, their training, education, experience, to essentially draw conclusions about the situation that they are confronting with and make determinations about the item. And in this case, I think that's exactly what the officers did. Again, Lieutenant Elliott testified that while he may have been searching for weapons, he was also recognizing that there's an odor of marijuana in the air, there's marijuana shake around the house, and that there were edibles, marijuana edibles, throughout the house as well. And he says, so I believe there were drugs in the bag.
So there was no warrant. So if that's your rationale, why couldn't they just start searching through drawers? Drawers that baggie didn't indicate that this was a container for drugs because you couldn't see the drugs.
But you could see the baggies, and the officers testified that the baggies are used in drug transactions, that they recognized the baggies as being, as Officer Coburn testified, things that people carry drugs in, that came off a table with marijuana shake on it, that came from a house with the odor of marijuana in it, that came from rooms with marijuana edibles in them.
Except they still went to her home without a warrant, and this was at her home, not in her car. So why should we extend this container doctrine to this situation?
Because as the federal courts have said in Dons and in Corral, and even in other federal cases, by virtue of the baggie sticking out of the bag, it's the state's contention that Ms. Burroughs does not enjoy a reasonable expectation of privacy. If this bag had been closed, and so the honorable dissenter from the third district says that the bag was closed, I disagree with that finding by the honorable dissenter below. The bag was at least partially open because the baggie or baggies was sticking out of it. And by virtue of that, Your Honor, coupled with everything else going on in the home, the state believes that Ms. Burroughs does not enjoy a reasonable expectation of privacy, unlike the defendant in State v. Johnson, the 7th District case, where the backpack was in fact closed and was opaque. So you can't draw conclusions about what's in the backpack given those circumstances. I think this situation is different. I think when you collectively look at what the officers knew at the time, coupled with the distinctive condition of the backpack, with the baggie sticking out of it, the officers were able to draw conclusions, foregone conclusions, about what was in that backpack. And it was clear that there were drugs in the backpack.
So if they had opened the backpack based upon this scenario and found a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, we wouldn't even be here talking about it because nobody would know, right?
We probably would not have charged anybody out of those circumstances. That's correct, Your Honor. So, yeah, I...
So the situations where this kind of search goes on and they don't find anything and it's an ordinary law-abiding citizen, we'll never know, will we?
Well, what we're relying on is the officer's education, training, and experience coupled with their other observations. And so, I mean, clearly if an officer, for no reason whatsoever, were just to go up to an individual and search their person, search their backpack without probable cause to do so, without any other authority to do so, I think the officer is going to be in a bit of trouble, and I think the officer may be subject to civil penalties. So, but I think given the circumstances, again, of this particular instance, the baggie's contents were known, and at least to the point that the federal courts have said they need to be known. The officer was able to draw a foregone conclusion as to what the contents of the backpack were.
I want to follow up on your expectation of privacy argument. So the state's relying on 5 to 10 rivets in the zipper of a backpack, right?
Half. We're relying on the open rivets of the backpack.
That's what I'm saying.
And the baggie sticking out of it.
Okay.
So I think that's the distinction, Justice Fischer. I think that that given the fact that it wasn't a closed backpack, and it wasn't just a partially open backpack, it was a backpack that was partially open and had baggies that Officer Coburn had just observed Ms. Burroughs taking items, taking baggies from that front table and going to the back of the house, coupled together, I don't think Ms. Burroughs enjoys an expectation of privacy.
But why, you know, she's in the car, why not just seize it?
Well, and that's the thing, I think, I am out of time, may I answer?
May I finish?
Because I think the exception to the warrant requirement, well, first of all, I think they had the authority to seize the bag. But given,
that's uncontested, right?
That's right, yes, Your Honor. But given the nature, the distinctive characteristics of the bag as it was found, gives those officers...
But it matters what it was looking like before the baggie was found, right? Before they opened the backpack. I don't care about anything afterwards.
That's correct. Yeah, how the container is, its distinctive characteristics, as the container lays, can an officer draw to a foregone conclusion the contents of that container?
This your arguments about single-purpose containers really just it's part of the plain view doctrine.
Yes, Your Honor.
And under the plain view doctrine, the criminal nature of the object has to be immediately apparent. Do you think the criminal nature of the package's contents here were immediately apparent?
I do. And just to be clear, it's my understanding, Justice DeWine, that the immediately apparent nature is the threshold, is essentially the third prong to be able to seize the item. And so given
to seize the item in the plain view, yes. But the way it works in the context of the single-purpose container is where, because a container can only have one purpose, the criminal nature is immediately apparent, and because it's only had one purpose, then you can open it as well, just because you already know what's in there.
That's right, and which is exactly what the Third District Court said, and exactly the state's position, that given by virtue of all of the facts and circumstances in this case, Ms. Burroughs observed grabbing the baggies, running to the back of the house, there being an odor of marijuana in the house, marijuana shake in the house, marijuana edibles in the house, and those baggies, the same baggies that she was just observed grabbing and bringing to the back of the house, are now sticking out of a backpack in the back bathroom. We believe that the state had the authority to search that bag. Thank you.
Mr. Jickwith, you have 5 minutes and 37 seconds left.
I have 5 points I'd like to cover. First, address something just said by the state.
Well, before you do that, why don't you address the last point? I mean, isn't this a case where, with all the evidence that she was putting something in baggies, that she was running through the house, gathering things, that when you see a baggie sticking out of the backpack in this circumstance in the bathroom, it's pretty clear that what's in the baggies, what's in the backpack is what she'd been putting in the baggies? And so wouldn't you say the criminal nature of the backpack was immediately apparent here?
It's not clear what's in the backpack, Your Honor. What's clear is that the police did have either reasonable suspicion or probable cause to believe that there might be drugs in the backpack. But Officer Coburn's testimony was that he did not see her place anything in that backpack. He didn't know what she did with the baggies after she left at the front of the house. She could have dropped them off somewhere else, and that backpack could have been there from four days ago.
Just another backpack full of baggies. That seems kind of improbable, right? But she just happened to have another backpack of baggies laying around. They weren't the ones that she had been gathering. This was just the sandwich backpack. The other baggies were for drugs.
Which is why we're not contesting the seizure, Your Honor. The seizure is appropriate, but cases like Jacobson and Place, as pointed out by the dissent, draw a line between the seizure and the search.
Counsel, Officer Coburn conceded under oath that he did not know or see what was in the baggies at the hearing. Is that correct?
Correct. He also did not know whose book bag it was.
No, but he did not know what was in the baggies.
Correct.
Okay.
Another point I'd like to make is that the state challenged the dissent's characterization of the backpack as closed. The majority actually used the word closed in paragraph 3 of its opinion. So all three judges below agreed that it was closed. To address Justice Stewart's question about whether a warrant would have been a foregone conclusion, I think that is in question. Why Lieutenant Elliott used officer safety rationale, used an officer safety rationale when the facts of the case did not show that that was
Well, without question, and that was rejected by the third District Court of Appeals, right? Not for an officer safety.
Correct.
But in this particular instance, if she ran through the house, the officers did not know if there was anybody else in the house. So once they determined that there was, so for officer safety, since she ran through the house, obviously they need to determine whether anyone else is in the house. So a cursory search for that has been upheld as legitimate for their safety. And once that was determined, that there was no immediate threat to their safety.
Correct, but the question becomes, if Lieutenant Elliott believed he could get a warrant without any problem, why did he cite officer safety when there was nothing about the backpack that suggested there was a gun involved?
Counsel, even if it's a foregone conclusion that he would have received the warrant, does that matter? Is that a reason to erode everyone else's Fourth Amendment protections?
I don't believe so, Your Honor. All right. Also, to address collective knowledge, Lieutenant Elliott didn't know anything that Officer Coburn did not know. Our position would be exactly the same if Officer Coburn had changed his mind about the warrant requirement and decided to open the backpack himself. Whether essentially collective knowledge is neither here nor there in this particular case. And lastly, an officer's training observation lead to probable cause in this training experience and observations in this particular case lead to probable cause to seize the backpack. They don't lead to the ability to open the backpack without a warrant and without seeking a warrant from a neutral detached magistrate. So no further questions, we would urge this court to reverse the Court of Appeals.
Thank you. We'll take the case under advisement and you'll be advised in the future. Thanks for coming to offsite court.